Hey, Joey.
Hey, is this Brendan?
Yeah, how's it going?
Good. How about you?
Doing great. Doing great. Where are you guys at currently?
Me and our production manager are in Rawlins, Wyoming, on our way to Idaho.
Oh, very nice. The road trip going well for you?
Going all right. We had some overheating issues, but we're all good.
Oh, good. Good. You guys travel all separately?
Yeah, me and our production manager are driving separate. Everyone else is flying in.
Oh, sick. Oh, you're driving. Everyone else is flying?
Yeah.
That's great. That's great, man. How are you guys doing on tour right now?
We're not on tour. We're doing some one-off shows in Idaho and then heading back home.
Very nice. Very nice. Are you considering, what's it called? Like, I know you guys probably missed a lot with 2020. Are you guys planning a whole bunch of touring?
A whole bunch, yeah.
Good. Good. I'm glad to hear it, man. I know your last album, This Is How the World Ends, very uplifting album title. It was released last year. So when you guys were making that album, did you guys come up with that as a team, or what was the writing process like for that?
About the name for the album?
Just like the songs on the album, the name of it. Yeah, everything, man, because I've been loving to listen to it every single time. You know, I just listen to it on repeat most of the time.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, well, the name came from one of the songs on the album. This Is How the World Ends. No, sorry. It's called Machine Gun. Never mind.
No big deal.
I don't know our own stuff.
It happens to the best of us, you know?
Well, everything started to get written probably a year before it came out. Josh had a bunch of ideas, and we all kind of sat down together. He showed them to us, and then we started jamming on them. They eventually became full-fledged songs, and a lot of the other songs, we all were just in a room together jamming again. And you get an idea that pops up, somebody has, you start hashing it out with everyone, and it eventually just works out.
So kind of Josh brings the ideas, and then you kind of just like, okay, let me see if I can come up with a riff for that sort of thing?
For a lot of them, yeah. But for some of them, like I said, we all get in a room together and just start playing, see what happens.
Now, did you guys all form in Los Angeles?
Yeah, we did. Josh and I met in 2008 and had been playing together for a while. Josh knew Alex from high school, but we didn't end up hooking up with him until quite a few years after that. He auditioned to be our drummer, actually. That didn't work out so well, but when we found ourselves in need of a bass player, we called him up and he was the perfect fit. And Anthony, our drummer, was drumming in another band that we all liked, who happened to be separating at the time. So Josh messaged him on Facebook and we were able to scoop him up.
That's tremendous. That's because I know with, I'm from Southern California myself, so I was wondering if everyone from the band is from that area.
No, only Josh and Alex. I grew up in Northern California, and Anthony grew up in Pittsburgh.
Oh, okay, gotcha. So you were just down in L.A. at one point and met Josh that way?
Yeah, we were living in the same building.
Oh, that's awesome, man. Because I know, like, Southern California, pretty much that Los Angeles area is where a lot of aspiring artists and all those creative people meet, and eventually something big comes out of it, you know, and Bad Flower was born.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's cool, man. Do you know what high school Josh went to? Because I went to the one in Huntington Beach, Ocean View. Just curious.
I believe he went to Santa Susana in Simi Valley.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. We're very excited for you guys here, because I know when it was announced, you know, Bad Flower and Royal Bliss coming to Pocatello, and so you're kind of just gearing up for the show. Have you guys been to Idaho plenty of times before, or just, like, is this one of your first few times coming here?
I mean, we've done Boise before. Quite a few times, maybe another city. I'm not entirely sure. Definitely our first time in Pocatello.
Yeah, it's a great amphitheater, man. I know it's funny because around here, I've learned to sort of blend in. They kind of disdain or, you know, loathe the Californians coming up. So it's always funny to hear people call it Boise instead of Boise because they think it's Boise to them. So that's what I've been saying the entire time to blend in. It's Boise.
I actually have some funny roots in Pocatello.
Oh, really?
Around my 12th birthday, me and my family were on a road trip across the whole, like, western United States, doing, like, the Grand Canyon, Yellowstone, all the Four Corners, all that kind of stuff. And we had taken a wrong turn somewhere, and we were supposed to be home for my 12th birthday, but we ended up in Pocatello. And so we spent my 12th birthday in Pocatello, Idaho, in this little hotel room. And in the lobby, they had, like, pool tables, and they had, like, a little mini golf course. So it was a lot of fun. And we got back home a couple days later, and that's when I was given my very first electric guitar.
Oh, wow. So that was in Pocatello you got your first electric guitar?
Well, that's where I spent my 12th birthday when I was supposed to get my guitar, but I ended up getting it a couple days later.
Oh, man, that's awesome, man.
Now, my 32nd birthday is coming up in just a couple weeks, and so it's almost like the 20-year anniversary since I was in Pocatello last.
Oh, you got to say that on the stage, man. You got to say it's been 20 years since I've came here. Came here the last time. Yeah, because we're all psyched for you guys to perform. I know, like, I've been watching you guys nonstop on YouTube because I'm always loving the new songs and whatnot. And a lot of the concerts on YouTube are from your previous album. So it's always exciting to see what the new songs would sound like. And I recently saw on Spotify there was a live version of Ghost on there. And do you guys plan on putting out a live album sometime soon?
I don't know. We have a lot of stuff recorded from almost every one of our shows on the last tour. So, well, I don't know. We have that in the bank. See what happens with it.
And it's pretty funny because I was looking up online, like songkick.com. I somehow came across because it said a whole bunch of stops you guys were making and trying to see where you guys were heading off to. After Pocatello, obviously, you got the Boise show and you got a few others lined up afterwards, I believe. And all the concert reviews were amazing, saying like Bad Flowers, amazing live. They're awesome. They're tremendous. One of which I wanted to point out to you because it's from that website, songkick.com. It said Josh licked the microphone and took his shirt off. And I'm like, I need to confirm if this is true or not.
he's been known.
He's been known?
He's been known to do so.
Because you guys all seem like pretty fun dudes. Like, it's been funny just to like see the live shows from before. You guys were coming out to, what was it, Rick Astley's Never Gonna Give You Up as one of your intro tracks.
We'll still pull that out as intro music every once in a while.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
Maybe it's played out at this point, but makes us laugh.
I mean, I think on YouTube, there was recently some guy who paid for advertising to play a clip of that song. Just before that, any YouTube video you'd watch, it would just pop up.
That's amazing.
Right?
What a tremendous waste of money.
No, no kidding. Yeah. But it's funny because we've been playing a few of the songs off the new album, like Family and all that. And truthfully, a lot of people have been really raving about it. Like a lot of people that I've known, even some that are not even into rock music, I just say, hey, like, listen to this track. And they love it. They love that song, Family.
Well, that's good news.
Yeah, very good news. I mean, is there like a specific meaning behind that song? Because I always love learning about the meanings behind certain songs.
Well, that's, I would say, more of a Josh question. It's very personal to him. Mm-hmm. A lot of it is very, most of it is very true to his life and what he was going through at the time.
Yeah, it's really good. Because I just love anything, you know, just talking to musicians about what their craft's like, you know, even like learning the guitar. You said, did you get your first electric at 12 years old?
Yes.
And so that's when you, because I'm trying to learn the acoustic guitar for right now. And it's like my first time ever really touching one. Our boss here, he's a big time musician. He loves to just play riffs on his own free will and whatnot. And he was telling me to revamp the action or something like that. What exactly does that mean?
Well, if it's your first acoustic guitar, it's probably not a very super expensive one. And it's the action is probably really, really, really high or low. You know, I don't even really know.
No, it's just, I'm always asking.
It's probably a lot of strain on your fingers. And if you can, I think, lower the action on it, it makes things a lot easier to press down.
No, okay. Just wondering, because it's always funny to ask guitarists what they do. And sometimes it's just like, hey, man, I just go up there and jam and do my own thing, you know?
Yeah, I'm not a huge... not a huge gearhead or super into the terms, or I mean, I know how to play it. String it up and I can play it.
Right, it's all you need to do, really. Like, I don't really know the technical side of things for radio, but I just know to go on the air, talk in between songs, make a good joke, press the button, and there you go.
Exactly.
We are very excited for you, Joey, to come to Pocatello with Bad Flower, of course, Royal Bliss, the Portnoy Health Trust Amphitheater. Anything extra special that you guys have planned for the show, considering it's going to be one of the first?
We'll see. See, we thought about bringing out the headline set that we did on our last tour, but I'm sure we're going to make some changes.
Oh, terrific. We can't wait for that. Cannot wait for that, Joey. And thank you so much for joining me today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.